relief efforts continue at a Lane County homestead overrun with hundreds of cats. Besides medical attention, they also need food and water. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, animal caretakers have managed to remove a few felines from the premises outside Veneta.
A scrawny white kitten with orange striped tail cries out from a sun-baked yard littered with feces and dotted with urine spots that have killed the grass. Cassandra Riley runs back and forth between a makeshift first aid station, where she treats cats for ear mites and ticks, and a wagon loaded with cat food. She's the daughter-in-law of the property owner who's in the hospital. With possibly up to 400 cats on the premises, I ask Riley how things got to this point.
One mama kitty and five babies.
How long ago was that?
About 13 years now.
And it just kind of grew from there.
It grew a lot from there.
Joining Riley today is Shad Carson, who's assisting the group Save the Pets. He's helping bring food donations to the site. Since news first broke of this homestead's cat population, nearly 2 tons of food have been donated by the American Humane Society and Nature's Pet Market. $3,200 have also been raised towards caring for the cats. Carson says the situation is especially dire for the kittens.
The sad thing is a lot of the males will kill the kittens because they want to mate with the females again, and they won't until their kittens are weaned and gone. It's a horrible situation.
Lane County has deemed the house unsafe to occupy, given the amount of feces inside, as well as exposed wiring and other structural issues. Meanwhile, Carson says Save the Pets has legal authority over the cats. They removed 5 recently, though a black kitten didn't survive. For the rest, however,
the 4 that we got didn't have any major issues, only FIV in one of the pregnant females, something she can absolutely live a long, healthy life with. And the rest didn't have any of the ringworm or FIP or anything we were worried about.
Ideally, a national animal welfare group would set up a field hospital here, says Carson. Besides immediate health care for the cats, all would be neutered or spayed. A female cat can pretty much have kittens her entire life, up to 3 litters a year, with an average of 4 babies each time. That math means a mess of mewling felines with a multiplication factor that is astounding.
You all right?
Carson says they have a few inquiries from some organizations. In the meantime, he helps where he can. Remember that scrawny white cat with a striped tail? She's leaving with Carson tonight to a local vet. There, she'll be treated and hopefully adopted into a forever home, where conditions are safer and roomier. Brian Bull, KLCC News, near Veneta.